to put you in the driver's seat. Every day at this time, we turn the controls over to the fans, and you pick the music and talk Bruce. You're the boss on E Street Radio.
Hey kids, I'm Stu Reed from Winnipeg, Manitoba, a city that Bruce Springsteen has never been to. We could talk about that for half an hour, but another time perhaps. Because today, I'm the boss on E Street Radio. I want to start my show with the very first Bruce Springsteen song I ever heard. It was July 17th, 1978, at 11:55 p.m. Most people probably aren't that precise when it comes to remembering when they heard their first Bruce song, but I recently acquired official documentation of the event. I heard it on a campus radio station, CJUM FM 101, here in Winnipeg. The show was called The 11th Hour Special, a show not unlike this one where community members could come in and create their own radio show. What I heard was actually the tail end of part two of a three-part Springsteen series done by a woman named Linda Tooley. I had heard of Springsteen before in rock magazines and such, but never actually heard him before. Now, I'm not big on religion, but I surely know what it means to be born again. I was so haunted by the song that the very next day, I went out to Kelly's Stereo Mart and came home with a copy of Darkness on the Edge of Town. I would eventually come to know Linda, the woman who created that radio show, and her partner Reed, who worked at the station. At the time, they were the only two people I had ever met who even knew who Bruce Springsteen was. It was a big deal being able to share with others the love of something that meant so much to me, and they inspired me to where I'm now going into the 12th year of my own campus community radio show. You can check it out at twangtrust.ca if you're so inclined. Sadly, Linda unexpectedly passed away just last year. Weeks later, after sorting through his partner's possessions, Reed came upon the script, complete with song listings, times, and a very groovy collaged cover page that Linda used for the broadcast that introduced me to Bruce Springsteen. It sits here in front of me now as I play for you the song I first heard on July 17, 1978, at 11:55 p.m., Something in the Night.
Wasted all. in the dirt. We tried to pick up the pieces and get away without getting hurt. But they caught us at the state line, burned our cars in one less fire. It left us running, burned and blind, chasing something in the night.
Every day on E Street Radio, we turn the controls over to the fans. You pick the music and talk Bruce, and you can be the boss.
Street Radio, the home of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, gorgeous. That was Two Hearts, recorded live in Asbury Park in 1996. I'm Stu Reed from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and today I'm the boss on E Street Radio. In 1981, I published the first of two issues of a Springsteen fanzine that I called Bruceness. Dave Marsh once called it, and I quote, the best Springsteen fanzine of them all, by far. Honest, I have it in writing. And yes, Backstreet's magazine was around at the time. One of the people who ordered a copy of the fanzine from the ad I placed in Trouser Press magazine was Kathy Sumner from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She sent me $3, I sent her the magazine, and naturally, we were married. This September, it'll be 25 years. I gave her a 3D double-sided promotional display mobile from the Born to Run album as a wedding present. Kathy and I have been to many Bruce concerts together over the years, but one in particular stands out. One of the most volatile questions you can ask amongst a group of Springsteen fans these days is how old should your child be before you bring them to a Bruce show? Well, we had a stroller with us in the pit at the Seeger Sessions show in St. Paul. Not long after we adopted our daughter Brittany, I had a heart attack. Relatively mild as they go, but those kind of things can't help but get you thinking. The experience of sharing my love of music in general, and Bruce in particular, with my daughter was an important one that I dreamt of prior to even becoming a father. All of a sudden, the thought that I might not be around to share a Springsteen concert with Britt was very real. We debated long and hard the pros and cons of taking 2.5-year-old Brittany to the concert. Eventually, we decided to chance it with the knowledge that one of us would leave with her the moment it became an issue for any reason. Having been in the pit a couple of times on a prior tour, we knew there was usually a good deal of room at the back of the pit, and if they let us, we could probably even bring in a stroller with us and stay towards the back. And with the blessing of Bruce's security people, that's what we did. Britt fell asleep almost immediately upon arriving at the venue and didn't wake up until 10 minutes before the show started. Perfect timing. And she loved it. I ended up holding her all night at the front of the stage, all the way off to the side, and her eyes were glued to the stage all night. She and Bruce even waved at each other a few times. A big rock show might not have been appropriate, but with the sing-songy nature of the Seeger Sessions music and all those musicians on stage to look at, not to mention some serious ear protection, Brittany had an absolute blast. Towards the end of the night, I could tell she was getting a little tired, and I offered to put her in her stroller so she could rest. You would have thought I had offered to dismember her teddy bear or something. As long as Bruce was still up there giving her, she would be too. There is a sad end to this story, though. As we left the pit area that night after the end of the concert, a security guy came running up to us and said, "Here, Bruce wants your little girl to have this." And he handed us Bruce's guitar pick. I have been going to Springsteen concerts for over 30 years now, and Bruce has never given me anything. The kid goes to one lousy show and gets a guitar pick. I tell ya. Anyhow, here's Britt's favorite Bruce song. From the expanded American Land edition of the Seeger Sessions, this is the old chestnut, Buffalo Gals.
Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, a pretty little girl I chanced to meet, we danced by the light of the moon. Keep her up.
Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight?
Dance down the line.
Got a favorite song? Great story from a Bruce concert? Share your love of all things Springsteen and be the boss on E Street Radio. You're the boss. Yes, DJ'd by you, the fans, on E Street Radio.
That was one of Bruce's finest falsetto moments. No, it wasn't. That was Lucky Girl from Patti Scialfa's debut album, Rumble Doll. So there I was, on the streets of Minneapolis, outside the Target Center, after the second of two shows there on the reunion tour, surrounded by two dozen hopeful album cover clutching fellow Bruce nerds. All of a sudden, a van pulls out of the building, drives onto the street, stops, and Bruce slides open the door to sit and graciously sign autographs for the lot of us. Patty and another couple were in the van, too. Because I loved her album so much, I had brought the cover Be With Me as well as the Greatest Hits vinyl sleeve, just in case the moment presented itself. But with this long line of fellow fans behind me, I didn't want to take up any extra time, so I held on to the CD sleeve and just gave my album cover to Bruce to sign. He spotted the sleeve, though, and without saying anything, took it from me and passed it back to Patty. She seemed quite surprised that anyone was there with a copy of her record and thanked me for caring enough to bring it. "Are you kidding?" I said. "I love that album. It's better than anything this guy has done since Tunnel of Love." Patty and the other couple in the van pretty much wet themselves laughing, while Bruce finished signing my album cover, shoved it back at me in mock disgust, and said, "Here, take this and get out of here." At least I think it was mock disgust. Well, my name is Stu Reed. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, which I understand will be the opening city on Bruce's next tour. And I've been the boss today. If you'd like to get on air, just email betheboss@siriusxm.com. I'll leave you with an underappreciated classic from the Ghost of Tom Joad album. It's one of those songs of Bruce's that on the surface might appear real simple, but if you're paying attention, it'll knock you over real good. I'm a huge Roger Miller fan, and this is a song that reminds me a lot of Roger Miller, except that Roger would never have cussed on a record. My best was never good enough. Be true, kids.
Every cloud has a silver lining, every dog has a day, she said. Now don't say nothing if you don't have something nice to say. Tough how they get going when the going get tough, but feel my best was never good enough. Now don't try for a home run, baby, if you can get the job done with a hit. Remember, a quitter never wins, and a winner never. Sun don't shine on a sleeping dog's ass and all the rest of that stuff, but feel my best was never good enough. If God gives you nothing but lemons, then make some lemonade. The early bird catches the fucking worm. Rome wasn't built in a day. Now life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Stupid is as stupid does and all the rest of that shit. Come on, pretty baby, call my blood. Cause we
got a favorite song? Great story from a Bruce concert? Share your love of all things Springsteen. Email us at betheboss@siriusxm.com and be the boss on E Street Radio.
I bet all them guys on the radio are wondering what we're doing.